Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Twitter announced today a new way to get involved with the 2016 presidential race. By sending a tweet, you can put a little cash into your favorite candidate's campaign. The announcement comes just a day before the second Republican presidential debate and represents just one of the many ways tech and politics are coming together. Here's another way. Carly Fiorina, the Republican candidate, has no experience in elected office. Instead, she's touted her leadership in the business world. To learn more about that experience, we're turning now to our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Eric Hasseldahl is a senior editor at Recode. He's been tracking Fiorina's record. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So first, let's start with how Carly Fiorina sees herself. Here she is speaking at the first Republican primary debate back in August, talking about her time leading Hewlett-Packard.
I started as a secretary and became ultimately the chief executive of the largest technology company in the world, almost $90 billion in over 150 countries. I know personally how extraordinary and unique this nation is.
Eric, is her confidence justified?
Well, it's a complicated record. And one of the things we have to go back and look at now that she's rising in the polls and will be on the stage, not the kids' table debate, as they've been calling it, but the main stage at the Republican debate tomorrow. It's more important. Before Carly ran Hewlett-Packard, she was a very senior executive at a company called Lucent. And Lucent was a telecom company that came out of the old AT&T. And this was against the backdrop of the telecom bubble. Now, I don't mean to go too far into a history lesson here, but the telecom bubble was a lot bigger and a lot worse than the dot-com bubble. By the time it was all said and done, $3 trillion in lost value was gone from several large companies, and Lucent was one of them.
Well, let's dig into that because it started out very well, a $3 billion public offering. It was the largest IPO in history at the time. But as you say, it crashed.
It crashed. And one of the reasons that it crashed is you have to remember against the backdrop here, Congress had deregulated the telecom industry. And what that essentially meant is that all the existing incumbent carriers now had new competitors. New young upstart companies were trying to challenge AT&T and US West and all of the great old phone companies that had pre-existed. And they were buying a lot of equipment and basically building up what would later emerge to be an unsustainable amount of telecom capacity in the marketplace. Lucent was a key arms merchant to all these companies, one of several. And Carly was president at this time in the late 1990s. And one of the ways that Lucent did well in this market or appeared to do well was something called vendor financing. And anyone who's ever bought a car off a lot from a dealer will understand how this works. You take out a loan from the dealer for the value of the car, and then you make regular payments. And so Lucent did a lot of this, and all the companies – Lucent wasn't alone. All the companies in telecom did this. But what Lucent did do that your car dealer couldn't do was basically make loans to these companies for a lot more than what they were actually buying.
Right. And
so it turned out to be untenable.
These were big loans. They started going sour. But to what extent did Fiorina know what was going on in making these decisions?
Fiorina says in her own autobiography that she was the head of Lucent's sales team. And you have to remember Lucent was viewed as a very successful company at that time. And so in the late 1990s, she was very, very prominently rising within Lucent. Fortune named her the most powerful woman in business for the year 1999. And it was about that time that Hewlett-Packard, which it was not at its most highly functional time. A lot of people said it was dysfunctional, had a dysfunctional board, asked Carly to be its CEO. And so when the reckoning finally came at Lucent, she was out of the line of fire.
Well, did she ever catch any of the blame for it?
Very little. It fell to her prior boss to basically explain in 2002 to shareholders that he was about to miss estimates by nearly $700 million. Lucent basically crashed and burned and was ultimately acquired by Alcatel. The combined company Alcatel-Lucent is now today, is still around, is in the process of being acquired by Finland's Nokia.
Well, we could do a whole other segment about Fiorina's role at Hewlett-Packard and her record there, but give us the Cliff's note. How did she do there? Did she have successes to put under her belt?
I grew up in an HP company town, and a lot of my old high school friends remember her nickname, Carly Scissorhands. She's associated with cutting 15,000 jobs, associated with the $20 billion takeover of Compaq, another computer company, and a failed attempt to take over PricewaterhouseCoopers. She had proposed to pay about $18 billion for the tech consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. The deal didn't go through. About a year and a half later, IBM paid less than $4 billion for the same thing. It became one of the most important and strategic assets in the IBM portfolio. And guess who did that deal? IBM's current CEO, Ginni Rometty.
Well, we may be hearing a lot more of this, Fiorina's business background at the debate tomorrow in California. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, Eric Hesseldell of Recode, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter Rodau.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.